All right, welcome to the Morning Mix. We have Chrissy Dillaway, and I'm John Burdick, filling in for JW, who is on assignment. So welcome, and Chrissy, I'm excited to be here with you today.
Thanks for filling in.
Who is on our lovely Morning Mix this morning? Okay, there you go.
All right, thank you. Thanks, John, for filling in for J-Dub on assignment. This morning, we've got a great show. Our musical guest will be Tom Bennett. He's joined us in the studio. He'll be playing throughout the hour. We'll talk to Tony Oros from Mountain West Entertainment around 9:20. Then we'll run through the weekend events so you know what's in store all around town for you this weekend. And at 9:40, we'll be joined by the Ventures. They are a rock and roll Hall of Fame band playing at Egyptian Theater this weekend. Finishing it up at the end of the hour with more music from Tom Bennett. So stay tuned for a great show. The Morning Mix always presents live local music and events in the Wasatch Back.
Hi, I'm Tom Pettigrew from Park City Mountain and a proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain instructors share their love of skiing and snowboarding with guests, helping them improve their skills and enjoy the mountain. More information on Ski and Snowboard School and other programs at parkcitymountain.com.
All right, there we go. Found the Morning Mix music. JW had it hidden. So this is exciting.
I put you on the board and on the spot, and yeah. Thanks for jumping in.
I love it.
You're a professional.
I can do this.
For our listeners, you know that John Burdick is now the assistant program manager at KPCW, and you've got a history here at the station.
DJ coordinator, too. They have a double title for me, so yes, I get to coordinate all our
lovely DJs. You have
a
really long business card.
Yes, it's two pages.
It's really a fold-out.
Just opens up in the middle, and you know.
But you initiated this format of this program on the Friday mornings.
I did. It was originally...
Fun Fridays.
I was debating whether to bring back one of the things that Jan and I used to do, which she was funster number one and I was funster number two. But at the end of the show, if we had time, we'd always do Stupid Criminals. So I don't know if I can find one of those. Because it made people feel better.
I did enjoy that part. Yes. I knew I didn't do that.
Well, that's the thing, is that no matter how bad your choices were, these people made much worse choices. So,
well, thanks for anchoring the spot originally that it became the Morning Mix now. And this spot that we're in right now.
It's amazing.
Be here now.
I love the Morning Mix, though. A totally different direction. Great, you know, we're still getting the events, figuring out exactly what to do. And then we get all these amazing musical guests that you bring into studio. So you guys have taken the
torch well. Speaking of which, check out these guys in the studio. We've got Tom Bennett, and he's joined by Rooster on fiddle. And Tom's got this gorgeous guitar.
He's, steel guitar, right?
He hails from St. George, but plays all around Utah and has been in Park City many times. And I told him last time he was on our show, next time you're up this way, please let's get you back in. So I'm thrilled to have him back. He just played at the Lighthouse in Ogden, is playing at Snow Basin on Sunday for Après Ski, and is here in our studio right now. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So I used to call you Tom Bennett one-man band, but you're not necessarily a one-man band right now.
About half the time. We've got Rooster here today playing the fiddle. He lives up in Wyoming and does about half my shows with me.
Wow, that's great.
I also noticed that on your website it now says Tom Bennett, parentheses, folk singer. And yet, right below that, it says authentic traveling folk blues singer. So I'm wondering why you picked folk over blues to put there.
It's kind of a mix. And even with him on it, it's even more of a mix. You know, it's just kind of all around Americana. You know, he's on the fiddle. I'm on the resophonic guitar, harmonica, foot percussion. So I don't know. We kind of covered a lot of ground.
The foot percussion being a suitcase with a kick on it.
Is it really?
Yeah, check that out.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
And he's got a tambourine on his left foot.
How else are you the one man band? Unless it's all
how influenced were you by Dick Van Dyke? That's what I want to know.
Who?
So, if you ever see Mary Poppins, I think is where he busted that out with. It's the one man band, and he had the bass drum actually on his back.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But I mean, that's just
we'd be in trouble if I had one of my back here.
I think you'd probably hit the window, but it would be fun for the guests that are walking by that are seeing the studio from the ground level.
Why don't you intro your first song?
Oh yeah,
sure. So yeah, we got a new album that we're recording right now. And it's an album called You Make Me Wanna Howl. And this is one of the songs about on that album. It's called In Your Bed. I seem to lose something along my way. I must have left it at your place. Smile made me shake. I must have let down my guard. I must have left with you. Think I left my heart. Think I left my heart. I left my heart in your bed. Yeah, you found a way of making me fall apart. You broke down my walls, you shined in my darkness. And now you're gone, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Guess I go on looking, guess I go on looking, guess I go on looking like a fool. Yeah, you found a way of making me fall apart. You broke down my walls, you shined through my darkness. And now you're gone, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Guess I go on looking, guess I go on looking. So go on looking like a fool. I left my heart in your bed.
Woohoo! Yeah! We are jamming out here in the studio, Tom Bennett. Oh, that was amazing. So, St. George, coming up here, playing up here. We're going to do some underwriters, and then we'll be right back.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub on top of Main, serving pub fare and craft beer since 1986, offering a private event space, a dog-friendly seasonal patio, and weekend brunch. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Park City Institute.
Calling all sprites and spirits for the 7th annual Saints and Sinners Ball, Saturday, March 17th. Join us at the St. Regis Deer Valley for champagne sabering, Irish fare, and impressive auction items, dancing, and mayhem. All to benefit student outreach programs of the Park City Institute. The evening begins at 6 p.m. Call 655-3114. Park City Institute is a nonprofit organization entertaining, educating, and illuminating since 1998.
All right, you're listening to The Morning Mix here on KPCW 91.7 and 88.1 FM. I'm going to break in here real quick with the weather. Anybody going out to enjoy the outdoors today, maybe cross-country skiing or some downhill skiing or just enjoying town? We've got partly sunny conditions. Going to get up to 47 today, low expected of 25 tonight with a chance of snow showers, about 20% chance, going into Saturday with some more snow showers on Saturday morning. And then it's going to get sunny in the afternoon, clear. 44 is your expected high for the day on Saturday. Nice partly cloudy night, 23, low enough to make some more snow for Sunday, which is partly sunny, 46 again with the high. And then Sunday night, more of the snow is predicted. 20% chance of snow Sunday night. So there's your weekend prediction, something to look forward to. And with those weather conditions, we have fun things for you to do here this weekend. Tom Bennett in the studio, and we also have Tony Oros in the studio.
We are. We're joined now by Tony Oros, and people perhaps know Tony as an entertainer and actor about town. He's got lots of experience on KUTV, on Park City Television, on KPCW.
My favorite.
Yes.
Performing all over town as a musician. And what we've brought him in to talk about is this other venture that he has, Mountain West Entertainment, which is band promotion and booking and entertainment. So welcome, Tony.
Hey, thanks, guys. I haven't been on the air in a while. I think last time was with Randy a couple months ago. But
and then
a couple, a while is a couple months.
A couple months is, yeah, not such a long time. You're actually still on my DJ sub list. I've taken over the DJs.
I'm not ruling it out, John, but I have to admit, I have not learned the new system. That's how long it's been since I volunteered DJed.
Okay.
So I'm going to need like a crash course for an afternoon. But I'll get back into it maybe after the ski season stops and musically everything kind of slows down for my players and myself, and I'll get back in here and do this again.
Let's hope that never happens, really.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Your backup job is just the backup. Your backup volunteer job.
Right.
I got a lot of balls in the air.
Yeah.
Tell us about what you've got going on and what your business is.
Well, what I do is we've got about 36 professional entertainers, musicians, but we do cover bands. We do like Las Vegas style casino shows, tribute bands, wigs, costumes, choreography. We don't do any, you know, original music. All our acts are genre acts, and you will know just about every song in every one of our musicians' repertoires. So we've got, for instance, two 80s bands. They dress up in wigs and costumes. We have a 70s disco band, southern rock, classic rock, 90s reggae, and then solo acoustic and piano players that do all covers. So we've been around, I've been in town since 2004, and I started the company as Park City Productions in 2005, I believe. And then we just a couple years ago got the DBA of Mountain West Entertainment because my partner found out that we were getting killed on Google searches with Park City Productions because it was too geographically specific.
Gotcha.
So I do have a partner that is the brains of that side of it, the marketing and the advertising and such.
Nice.
Yeah.
Aren't you in every one of these bands?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen you perform in wigs and
I used to be in more of these bands than I am now as I'm focusing on different stuff, but I still do play with my classic rock band, the Cover Dogs, and we do every genre or every, you know, every decade of classic rock. We'll go from Beatles to Radiohead and Amy Winehouse and ELO and everything in between. And my favorite thing to do is probably our southern rock band, Mullet Hatchet, where I portray lead singer and hambone player Taylor Parks.
Nice.
Unemployed father of seven and Baptist preacher. So we do all.
And that all comes through in the music.
Yeah, how's the bio get into the music?
That's, well, how does what get into it?
The bio. The bio. I've got seven kids. And,
oh, that's just fodder for all the silliness in between the songs. Because I'm really not a huge Southern rock fan, but doing Southern rock songs, doing Skynyrd and ZZ Top, wearing a mullet wig and bibs with a chili stained T-shirt, that's fun. Right. That's fun to me. That's art to me.
That really is art. That's performance art.
Exactly. So it's silly, and my pops keeps asking, hey, son, your band's really good, but do you have to put on the wigs and costumes? I said, yes, Dad, we do.
I was going to say from your intro, you had me at wigs and costumes.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
And most of Park City at wigs and costumes, really.
And choreography. So if you ever see Get Down Tonight playing at the Spur, that's our disco band. And that's a six-piece with one male and two female vocalists. And when the band does the hustle, one of our girls gets down into the crowd and teaches the hustle.
Teaches the hustle?
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody loves that.
So it's like Studio 54 on Main Street, but with less drugs.
And a little bit older crowd.
Right. less debauchery. But
probably easier to teach them because they were doing the hustle.
Yes, but some of them have, you know, replaced hips. So
there's the replaced hip hustle.
Wait, but I just want to say that says something for our town, that if older people are still out at the bars going to music, that's probably not normal in Iowa or, you know, kind of anywhere. So that's good to know.
In Iowa, most people our age are in Rascals. Cruising through Walmarts, nice. You know.
Like Rascal races in the mall?
Yeah, exactly. The little
the carts that have the basket
Rascal
in front. Rascal
race in the mall sounds like fun, though.
That, you know, I'm going to start it.
Yeah, that's
one of the myriad benefits of being in an active, athletic town is you have folks of every demographic getting out and being silly on Main Street. And I am here. I've been here for almost 20 years contributing to this town's silliness.
Want
to
encourage that.
When did you move here?
2004.
Okay.
Had
I could do the math. Christy,
he said 2004.
He said 20 years.
I feel like you got here in 2001.
I came in right before the Olympics.
Okay, so. I came in right after.
Yeah.
I was John's first friend.
Yes.
Just saying that on the air. Yeah. I was his first friend. We have connections in Chicago.
We're all name dropping. That's right. He's a Chicago guy too, my friend.
Yes, you know.
We'll go out for a sausage after.
I'm telling you, that right there is the third heart attack I could have.
If we ever want to redo Superfans,
we got it. We can knock out that whole Saturday Night Live skit.
Absolutely.
And then you ever tried the Blues Brothers as a cover?
No, I've never. That's pretty specific. Yeah. I wouldn't be opposed. We've got our eyes on a bunch of things right now, but we're happy with the bands we've got. We've got most genres covered. You know, between disco and the different decade bands. And next week, I'm going down with our U2 tribute to do five nights at Riverside Casino in Laughlin.
Okay.
Since St. Patrick's week for a U2 tribute is pretty much like New Year's Eve.
Right.
So I'll be shaving to do the Bono thing and going down to do Don Laughlin's Celebrity Theater.
Lovely
Laughlin, Nebraska. So if you're Boatnik, come on down, or if you're a U2 fan, or if you're just Irish and want to drink and beat somebody up.
Yes.
No, we're not going to.
You're encouraging that?
No.
So most of your bands have some really cool names that are associated with it, right?
They
imply the
Mullet Hatchet.
Mullet Hatchet's our
Breakfast
Southern
Club.
Rock.
Breakfast Club. I think they tell you what they are.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Sounds Like Teen Spirit is our 90s band.
Still smells like it, too.
We got the Metal Dogs doing all your 80s hair band favorites. We've got the Breakfast Club doing 80s pop stuff with a couple really cute female singers dancing around and singing Cyndi Lauper and stuff. And reggae band's called Zion Riot. Disco band is Get Down Tonight. And our characters within each show are fun because, like, one of our members of Mullet Hatchet, his name is Ken Federett.
What?
Ken Federett. And then the drummer's Uncle Brad.
Okay.
Or In Brad. And then we have
In Brad.
In Brad, and then Uncle
Innis
Dad.
Brad.
And then Uncle Dad. Dad. And then our metal show consists of Wyatt Riot. And Johnny Rocksoff and all those guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, so there's definitely some of the story comes through just in the name of the band members, the names of the band.
Listen, how seriously can you take yourself if you're singing Def Leppard lyrics? Let's be serious.
I don't know.
You shouldn't be.
Yes.
If you're singing Motley Crue lyrics with a straight face, you're in the wrong business.
You've made a serious vocational error.
Yeah. So we keep it fun, and our musicians are all really, really tight, really studied. They're all study hounds. So when you come see a Mountain West Entertainment show, you will hear the songs accurately, like they sound like on the album, except there'll be people in wigs and spandex and costumes.
I want to raid the costume closet. Is there one central place, or everyone has their own stuff?
I always have a costume closet in my house, which is probably why I don't date much.
Don't we all have costume closets? Mine's really a box. I don't have a closet.
This is one of the things that I'm saying that is a need for a local. If you want to try to get local status here in Park City, one of the requirements is that one of your closets in your house is a costume closet.
Oh, well, we got Clown Day. You know,
I wear the same clown costume every year.
You know,
I've had it forever.
I wear it
one day a year.
Or
no, it's a clown.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a traditionalist. Clown Day is for clowns. I know people wear gaper, whatever,
That being
stuff.
Said, listeners, Christy's wearing some awesome crushed velvet bell bottoms today that you can't see. Those are so
rock and roll
fly.
Day. Wearing my rock and roll clothes.
I'm loving it. I didn't
cool.
get the memo.
Best place to shop is at a music festival. They have the best clothes at the music festivals.
I like to shop at the DIs.
Yes.
Because people like down in Utah County, when they get to like 60, 70, they don't know what they throw away. And all my best clothes look like 70s furniture upholstery.
Oh, yes. I would like that.
You could just shop at like Joann's and get some kind of
Joann
curtain.
Fabric?
Yeah,
then you
exactly.
got to sew.
Curtains.
I got to sew.
Curtains, well, you know, there's glue. I'm telling you. There's
and sequins.
John and I are both masters of the Halloween costume.
Master of the...
It looks great for that day. Don't ask me to pull it together again.
Yeah, what did you and Katrina...
My wife Katrina and I, let's see.
You were a squirrel.
No, I was Rocky the Flying Squirrel, and she was
Bullwinkle,
and I had to reuse I had made this paper mache bull top or head, and we just switched it out for the Bullwinkle antlers.
Nice.
But the bull head was one year we did Running of the Bulls down Main Street. Anybody that didn't have a costume just showed up in a white shirt, and we were giving them bandanas. I had just strips of
and thing. You were the bull?
And I was the bull. So I was getting chased down Main Street.
See, the silliness that I thought I brought to town was already here.
Yes.
Then there was the time that he was dressed as a Cupid.
Yes.
And he came to promote the KPCW pledge drive.
In a diaper?
Yes.
I was, and then
he came into Egyptian Theater, and he came into my office and got me with a rose.
Right.
And we went prancing out.
It was amazing. And then they have a shot of me just prancing down Main Street. I also was running down the stairs. I still have that video somewhere.
If anyone needs it,
it's
for
on YouTube, I believe. And please don't look it up, because I don't think I'll have any credibility, especially if you're one of my volunteer DJs out there listening to the show.
Well, we've seen each other do some silly stuff around town for sure.
I've gotten. Let's see. I did a Minion one year, and I made my own Minion costume.
Oh yeah, I've got a picture of that one too.
That one was you always had an awesome Halloween party, and we showed up to that. So that was one.
Katrina was a character from a Disney movie that I did not
from,
know.
She was from Brave, I believe it was.
Yeah, and I was sort of shamed into not knowing the.
That's okay. We were when the Cubs won the Olympics. I was kind of the manager ball. And
not
she
the Olympics,
was,
we, but they won World not, Series.
Sorry, it's World Series. Did I say Olympics?
This is the town that's on our minds.
Yes, it is. Especially after just watching every day of the Olympics. That was our fun thing to do. Is just binge watch curling. As a matter of fact, I made my wife watch curling, and she's now I guess sort of into it, or she's just really good at least letting me know.
I don't think most people are into it for more than. I don't know, 10 days or 4 years.
You have not understood.
I don't understand it.
The one thing that curling brought for me was the fact that it's the only Olympic sport that you actually on the books can drink during.
Oh, nice.
Yes, during the break.
I had someone from the Park City Curling Club in here before the Olympics to tell us a bit about how to watch it. And he gave us terms like the stone picked. If it like picks up a little dust bit of lint or something on the ice, it's got to be completely clean. And that affects the stone.
Oh yeah, they were always wiping those things down. And then I mean, they had some really cool moves with the broom and the anyway, we're getting off.
Anyway.
I'm like, what?
So Tony Oros, Mountain West Entertainment, thank you so much for joining us.
So hire my bands is what I'm saying.
Yeah, how do people find you?
All right, we got a Facebook group and also, of course, MountainWestEntertainment.com. You can go to MWEBands.com, then email us at booking@MWEBands.com. And we directed my old website, ParkCityProductions.com, to the MWE site. So if you're looking for anything for, you know, you're having a little private party in your house, you want an acoustic guitar player sitting in the corner, or you want a full blowout 70s, you know, disco wig party.
Yeah, like you're having your 50th or your 60th or even your 40th birthday party. You know you want a band, and you want a band that everyone knows the songs and they're going to get up and jump and dance.
Exactly.
And maybe you have like a little wig closet on the way in so people join.
Oh, like, the traveling trunk that you can just
That's
have.
That's my next business.
The obligatory
is it traveling trunk
wigs.
Show? Nice.
The wigs.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tony, for joining us.
And also, if you want to just get away down to Laughlin, right?
Cruise down to Laughlin. We have free passes to the buffet. So come on down to the Riverside Casino next week to see Rattlin' Hum.
What's better than you two and eggs?
Yeah, I'm going straight for the dessert table.
Right. Tony, thanks so much for joining us in the studio today.
Thanks,
you
guys.
You want to stay in your seat while we run weekend events?
Oh, that sounds fun. Wait, what is one of them? Maybe one of my bands.
Well, you pitch in if we miss one.
Are we going chronologically?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this the right music?
This is the right one. Good job, Don.
Nice.
So today, the freestyle and free skiing junior nationals are taking place this weekend at Park City Mountain on the Three Kings Terrain Park. The events include moguls, dual moguls, slopestyle, and halfpipe.
And we got additional U.S. ski and snowboard cross country junior national championships going on at Soldier Hollow this weekend.
Park City Film Series is showing the Academy Award winning film Phantom Thread. It's tonight and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 6 at the Jim Santee Auditorium. It won the Academy Award for Best Costume Design, and I'm a sucker for good costumes.
We've got the National Ability Center and Red Rock Brewing Company hosting the Pyeongchang. sorry, I said that every day during the Olympics. Paralympics viewing party tonight and watch the opening ceremonies. If you go to discovernac.org, you can find the easy watch guide to know when and which competing athletes have some background with our National Ability Center.
Yeah, people don't know that the Paralympics happen in the same location as the Olympics.
Pyeongchang!
And they start tonight. There's lots of great music in town this weekend, including R.L. Grime at Park City Live, surf rock instrumentalist The Ventures at Egyptian Theater, dual headlining acts Yak Attack and Jelly Bread at O.P. Rockwell, Small House Strings at Silver Star Cafe, Tim Daniels Band at The Cabin, and Bonanza Town at The Spur.
And that's...
Wait, anything to add?
Oh, maybe. As part of the continuing Wasatch Acoustic Apres series at the Corner Store, 3 to 6 today, we have the lovely and talented Pat Flaherty. And then we'd also like to thank the Spur for having our bands in the last couple years every other Friday. So if you see a wig and costume band, that's
it's Tony.
Mountain West Entertainment's fault. And then if you're in Ogden tomorrow night, Rattlin' Hum, early St. Patrick's party, all you two at Brewski's in Ogden. Bam.
Boom. All right. Saturday for Park City Film Series, showing the Academy Award-winning animated film Coco in their dual language immersion film series. Coco did win Best Song, I believe, for
and Best Animated Film, too, yeah. I think.
Okay, and that's at the film series at 4 p.m. I believe it will be in Spanish, so brush up on your Spanish.
It is, with subtitles. But it's free, and there's free popcorn as well.
Nice.
The Trinity Irish Dance Company, in a pre-St. Patrick's Day celebration, is performing at the Eccles Center tomorrow night, and you can get tickets at Park City Institute.
On the live music calendar for Sunday.
Saturday,
Bonanza Town on the Payday Check Deck, and then Park City for Après Ski, the Solistics at the Canyon for Après Ski, the Hollering Pines are at O.P. Rockwell's, John Flanders Silver Star Cafe, Break On Through at the Cabin, and Motherlode Canyon Band.
What about Tom's next gig?
Tom, what is your...
Wait, we hadn't gotten to Sunday yet.
Okay.
Tom's playing at Snow Basin for Opera Ski on Sunday. And also on Sunday, you can see dueling pianos at the Spur. And I wanted to announce for the concert announcement, the early bird passes and lodging are on sale for Bonanza Campout, which is a three-day music festival under the Jordan L. Dam taking place June 22nd and 24th. Artists include Wiz Khalifa, Zoo, and Halsey.
whatnot.
There you go.
There's what to do this weekend. We're going to hit a couple underwriters and pay for the show. And then we'll be right back.
This is Beth, owner of Peak Art and Frame, local sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Locally owned and operated, Peak Art and Frame offers local artwork as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Wyndham Vacation Rentals would like to say thank you to KPCW and its dedicated staff for all they do for the Park City community. That's why we continue to be proud supporters of our local radio station. 649-6606 for nightly rentals and property management information, or online at wvrparkcity.com.
We're here on The Morning Mix. I'm John Burdick filling in for JW, who is on assignment. We're going to get Tom Bennett back in here and the Rooster playing for us here on KPCW. Take a listen.
This one right here is a song about my great-grandfather. He played country music. He died in a parking lot at one of his own gigs in 1973 in Atlanta. It's called Roy's Song. He was born amongst Baptists in Cedar Town. Bible leaves, they were blowing in the wind. To the Fergusons of Georgia blood, some was born in 1917. His father was a farmer of a Crimson clay. Among the streams and guitar strings, boy found his way. Loudly and proudly he proclaimed his valley, where the soul never dies. You gotta calm the troubled waters of your soul, be baptized of all your sins. Along came love, just like it's supposed to do. Roy took the hand of Mabel with the love that was so true. Years passing, daughters came, it fell on hard times. Roy scratched a living, driving cars off a production line. For Chevy, yeah. When something stirs in the soul, you know a man can't help. A man can't help but sing. And so it was with old Roy. So it is with me. Where the final song was sang and the lights fell low, and that old Roy made his way out into the darkness of the road. In the streets of Cedar Town, Georgia, at Monk's Baptist, Bible leaves, they were blowing in the wind. As the another whole country singer who's laid down low into the clay, so crimson.
Beautiful. Tom Bennett and Rooster.
Nice. We're going to do some underwriters and we'll be right back.
Support for KPCW comes from the Crandall family, owners of the New Park Amphitheater, site of the New Park Concert Series, and numerous other community events.
G'day. This is Ashley from Campus Coffee, happy to sponsor programming on KPCW. We can't wait to serve the Park City locals this winter. We're excited by our breakfast and lunch menu to complement our espresso drinks. Campos Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort, up the stairs from the ice rink next to the Adirondack chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. We're joined next by Leon Taylor and Bob Spalding of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame group, The Ventures. The Ventures are the top-selling instrumental rock group of all time, and they'll be playing two more nights at Egyptian Theater, and they're here with us on the Morning Mix. To bring them in, we're going to play one of their many top hit songs. What did you pick, John?
The Pipeline.
Take it away.
Just been amazing. We've got just such great music on this show. It just makes me, I'm bopping around in this seat right here. All right, joined by The Ventures. Welcome to KPCW.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here again.
Yes. And you sold it to a sold out house last night at the Egyptian. And I'm sure I was hearing yesterday, Amber's close to selling out tonight and tomorrow night. So yeah. That's got to be great. Have you guys been here to Park City before?
Yeah, we were here in 2012.
Okay.
The last time we were here. It was a while ago.
Yeah. And
hopefully we can get back up here before 6 years next time.
Well, 6 years, I mean, we'll take you every time you could get up here.
Yeah.
Do you, the mountains, does that affect your music at all, being up here? We hear that about artists all the time.
No, not really. I mean, I'm not quite used to the altitude here, but I live in West Valley, South Jordan, so, I'm kind of used to it.
How long have you lived there?
I've been in Utah about 10 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
And welcome to Utah. Are you living here now too, or no?
No, actually, I live outside of Austin, Texas. So we don't have snow in Austin. So
this is
a real treat for me. So.
So I know you guys personally were not in the original 1958 duo, and
right.
But you know about it, and Leon, your dad was an early original Ventures, right? Can you talk a little bit about like what the music scene was like back then? Because all I've got for reference is like Happy Days and a Gidget movie, and
you Gidget, know, some, really, you're busting out with Gidget.
But after school, they would play those kind of movies.
Okay.
But I feel like I've talked to a lot of the musicians that have been around since the '60s, and just the stories they tell about what the music industry was like, how one breaks in, touring and doing like many, many shows a day. Any of those insights you can share would be interesting.
Well, I was a teenager in the '60s, so Bob has a few more years on me, so he can probably share what it was like back then. But I mean, for me, it was a lot of music back then that the Ventures influenced me. It was a major influence, obviously, but you know, I kind of went in the direction of the the rock, you know, the more rock, Jimi Hendrix and Cream and Iron Butterfly. And I kind of, so I veered away from my dad's roots, I guess you might say. But it was, there was a lot of music going on back then.
I've worked for the group and I've known the original guys for almost 40, 45 years, excuse me. And I've heard a lot of the stories, excuse me. And I have to say that back then it was real hard. And it was a lot harder than what it is now. Excuse me. Sorry about that. But what you used to do, and I was part of this, is in the early days, is that you would go out and you would play a show, and you would play for 4 hours. You would do four sets. And then you'd get on a bus or you'd get on your car, and then you'd pull your equipment another 300 miles and do another show. And then you'd find out when you got back that three of the checks you got from where you played bounced. And so it was a much more difficult situation, you know, back then. Also, a lot of the activities that groups had back then, especially the ventures, were controlled by the record company. And to some degree, that was good because the record company, in the ventures case, had them go to Japan in 1962 as a duo, Don Wilson and Bob Bogle. And that opened up a whole new market for us that still is in existence today. We go every summer for anywhere from 40 to 50 dates in there. So, and now we're reemerging again in the States. And so we're really pleased to carry the legacy forward.
Did I hear you say that you were one of the first bands to bring the electric guitar to Japan? Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
There was nothing in Japan in
62.
There was nothing. The music in Japan in 62 was basically big band.
Right.
There was big bands, anka music, traditional Japanese anka music, and that was it. There was no electric instruments in Japan. 1962.
And I could say that the surf culture, even I lived in Japan in 90, was very much like the coolest culture, you know, to aspire to. Japan's so regimented, and so that surf culture was like, ooh, those guys are so cool. Which it is here too, I believe, the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I mean, the ventures in Japan, they kind of got a, not a bad rap, but the kids, the younger generation loved the music so much. It was, the parents would try to keep them away from listening to the music because it was, you know, it was like that
is
music,
that universal?
You replaced your dad, and so were you like a groupie for the band when you were a little kid? Were you carrying snare drums around? Or?
Yeah, no, not really. Yeah. You know, I'd go to the studio and hang out in the studio. But I rode in the Ventures van, yeah.
Oh, the Ventures van.
The white van.
Well, they should have made it. Did they make a cartoon like Scooby-Doo, the Ventures van?
What kind of van was it? Do you remember? Was it like an old school bus they converted?
Smaller type van. I don't remember the brand, but it was more like an equipment van. You know, there was no seats in the back.
Of course,
you know, there was the driver's seat and the passenger seat. That's it.
And everybody rolling around with the equipment in the back, hopefully not taking the turns too bad, and trying to get to these gigs one to one. I mean, if I remember, all of these gigs were like a grueling schedule, and you had a lot of travel time in between these. So. That was kind of hard in the back of a van with no seats.
Yeah.
Well, even back in the 80s, when we were touring, we were touring a motorhome and pull a trailer behind that. And that had its own set of challenges, in terms of getting from one place to another. And then we were doing shows like downtown New York at, clubs like grunge clubs, because the Ventures kind of were pioneers in punk rock type of, music. And so we were very popular in those genres. And so trying to park a motorhome down on 42nd Street and is kind of difficult, and especially during, the early 80s. But that had its own set of challenges, including motorhomes that burned up, you know, situations where we got ripped off and those kind of things.
And I'm sure it was really easy to park in downtown New York with a van and a trailer. Yes.
Yeah.
So for the weekend shows at Egyptian Theater, there are tickets for tonight and tomorrow, although they're going fast.
Yes.
What? Tell us a little bit about what people can expect from the show.
Well, we're doing all the classics. I mean, we took it back, you know, to the classics. There's, I mean, without giving too much away, you know, Hawaii Five-0 is a standard. Walk, Don't Run, which is what started it all for the Ventures back in 1960. You know, we have a bit that we do at the end of the show that, and, you know, it's an encore number called Caravan that, we do, a special drum tag,
on the bass
guitar.
They're going to have to.
No, there's a lot, we're doing a lot of songs, a lot of the classics.
It's a full show.
We have a term that we hang our hat on, and we're thankful to do that, called surf rock, instrumental surf rock. However, the Ventures actually started doing something completely new. They found a song called Walk, Don't Run, which was actually a jazz song written by a guitar player named Johnny Smith, later done by Chet Atkins. And Don Wilson and Bob Bogle, it adapted that song in a more rock version of it, and that was the big hit that started the group. Since then, we've had and developed several adaptations of other classics, and the reason I'm saying this is outside the surf rock genre, you know, the Ventures have done everything from classical type of interpretations, and we'll do some of these tonight, you know, for the fans. So I think that's a kind of an added attraction in terms of what they can expect.
130 million records. That right there. That's amazing. And 08. Can you talk a little bit about being abducted into the Hall of Fame?
I've been abducted many times.
That's a story we won't tell on the radio.
we won't talk about that though.
Inducted? Did you mean inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Granted, I said abducted, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay, all right. Abducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that was quite an honor. I was able to be there to, you know, accept the award from my father. I wish, you know, I know he would have been honored to be there. So it was quite an honor to be there to accept the award for my father.
Oh, very much so, and I had the good fortune and honor to accept Bob Bogle's portion of the award, and of course, as the Ventures were inducted, not only was it an honor, but it was like once in a lifetime experience of meeting a whole bunch of people and standing on this stage and looking out and seeing. You know, everybody from Meg Ryan to Clive Davis, you know, that are down there listening to what you're saying.
Tom Hanks.
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase.
Great. And that's in Canton, Ohio. Is that where that was?
We were the last class, 2008, that the ceremony was at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City.
Oh, okay.
And that was really cool.
I was like, all these people are making it because, you know, Ohio's got to be like just a rocking place. Did you go out and play after the show or did you play during the show? Or is it
we did.
Just
Yeah, we did.
You know, the song that started it all, which is Walk, Don't Run and Hawaii Five-0. Actually, we got the Paul Schaefer band backed us on Hawaii Five-0, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was good.
All right. Well, check out the Ventures at the Egyptian Theater tonight and tomorrow night. They still tickets available. You can call the box office or go online.
ParkCityShows.com.
And we're going to get some underwriters in and get Tom Bennett back to talk to us before we kick off the music portion of the show. Thank you guys so much for showing up. Can't wait to see the show tonight.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming, and hopefully it's not another 6 years before we get to see you guys again.
I hope so.
If they don't get
us
tickets, they'll want to hear it again.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Thank you.
Wake up to the Marketplace Morning Report every weekday at 6:50 and 7:50 during the morning news with Leslie Thatcher. Brought to you in part by Big D Construction, DeJuria Center at High Star Ranch, and Esco Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. That's Esco, E-S-C-O. Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Longrimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com. Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, fredmarshallpainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. Thanks for staying with us. We're back in the studio with Tom Bennett, our musical guest. Tom, I wanted to ask you about two things. You started a music festival in, of all places, Colorado City, which I only know of as an FLDS hotbed. But also, you have a new album coming out. So handle those in whatever order you find.
So we do have a festival called the Colorado City Music Festival. It takes place May 5th. This will be our second year. The first one was last April, and it went really well. We had bands from all over the western United States come out and play. About 1,000 people showed up. A lot of news media. Music had been previously forbidden in the town for a number of years because of what you said. It was an FLDS community, I guess you could say. So, it went well. We're doing it again on May 5th. Tony Holiday and the Velvetones will be headlining. And we have a guy called Captain Kloss coming from Stockholm, Sweden, to perform with a bunch of other bands, mostly blues and Americana.
Are you sort of the footloose of the town now?
There's a lot of dancing, illegal dancing. No, it's crazy. The town has changed so much, and we like to hope that the music festival has an impact on that as well. But, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Nice.
And is there camping?
There is a lot of really amazing camping within a mile or two of the festival, yeah.
Awesome. And then your new album is coming out when?
Yeah,
and
we don't have a release date yet, but it's called You Make Me Wanna Howl. And it's a full-length album. It's going to be my first one as a full band. Rooster here is going to be playing fiddle, mandolin, archtop guitar. And then I'm doing my one-man band setup, and we've got a number of contributors. And we just found out the other day that it's going to be mixed by Mark Stankiewicz at the Sound Emporium in Nashville. And a lot of people know him because he just did Chris Stapleton and Willie Nelson's most recent work.
Excellent.
So we're very lucky.
Sounds like you're in good hands.
I hope so.
Definitely. Can't wait for that release. And you'll have it online as well as actually out in
stores.
Yeah,
it'll be everywhere, hopefully.
And you'll come back on our show. Why don't you play one more song for us?
This one was on the last little three-song single we put out. And it won a Best of Utah Award, which we didn't know we'd been nominated, so we were very excited. It's a song I wrote for my mother. She had pneumonia and needed to be cheered up. So it's called Where Do You Keep Your Love? Keep your love. Where do you keep your love? I need to know. Where do you keep your love? Grace, where do you keep your grace? Grace which I so often see shining down from your sweet face. Now mama, oh mama, won't you stand up, won't you please just stand up strong? Won't you stand up strong for me, yeah?
Cause mama, I know it's getting too dark. It's getting a little too dark for you. Oh, it's getting a little too dark for you to see.
We want to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse.